Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is Friday, folks, and we're having some fun here on Sports Talk, this May 23rd edition, getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. Got into some Saints sound last hour. We heard from organized team activities with Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler. That QB battle will be ongoing, as it'll be carryover certainly into training camp and will be definitely the rage of everything we end up covering for the practice is, you know, in and out, and things will definitely amp up a notch when you finally put pads on. Right now we're just watching guys in shorts and not even helmets yesterday, so it's like
there were helmets for some of it.
Well, then I saw the, you had the guy on defense obviously having a helmet on too to get to relay plays.
Well, I mean, you had the helmets on for the 7-on-7.
Did they? I thought there
yes.
was yeah, they did have
they
helmets,
had helmets on.
On
for the 7-on-7 drills. They did not have them on for the 9-on-7 because there's no contact. So, I mean, yes and no. They had helmets on at some point.
So it kind of reminded me a little bit of flag football, what we saw going on, because there's no contact happening. And
okay.
And it brings up the whole, you know, in coming up in the 2028 Olympics, that the NFL players will be allowed to partake in the events and should be fun for USA. I think we will dominate the rest of the nations because, I mean, we got NFL guys playing flag football, for crying out loud.
I mean, do they play flag football anywhere else? I mean, genuinely, here's the thing. Will NFL players actually be better than the flag football people at flag football? Because have you watched a flag football game? They do weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, well, he can run a great route. Like they do these things where they get down low and they, like, run with their, like, butt inches off the ground. And, it's not the same game. So
Are we going to see pro flag footballers competing against NFL players for roster spots?
They probably should, because I think there will be better flag football players than, like, you throw Tyreek Hill into a flag football game. He's like, yeah, he's fast. He can do stuff. But, like, they know how to play the game. They know how to, like, hide their flags. Anyway, so I think we're being very presumptive that, like, they're like, oh, we got NFL players. Like, this is not the game they play.
Well, when I see, you know, Jamar Chase lined up against some DB from France,
sure,
I think
he'll get open. He's
in deep trouble.
He'll get open, but I don't know. It's kind of like the 3-on-3 basketball at the Olympics. Like, do you see NBA players in that? No.
No, it's true.
You got Jimmer Fredette out there. Anyway.
Jimmer, former Pelican.
Yes. Are we going to do this or what?
Yeah, we're going to get into our draft. I randomized the order going into things, and of course, I ended up dead last. So it'll be Cullen, Jeff, and then myself selecting. Now, some of the rules are that we got a 10-man roster, 5 players on offense, 5 players on defense. You cannot, though, select the players from the same team. So yep. You can't have 2 New Orleans Saints on your roster or 2 Dallas Cowboys. You're going to have to spread things out a bit. And we did not decide, so I'm going to ask you guys right here. Are we just going to go 1, 2, 3, and then back to 1, or are we going to do, like, snake?
I think we should do snake.
Really?
Yes.
I'm fine with that. I got first overall. I have no dog in the fight.
He's going to wait a while between your next 2 picks.
Hey, I'm fine with
it's
that.
It's a 3-man draft. It's only going to be 2
Bing,
picks.
Bang, boom,
yeah,
right.
30 seconds on the clock.
I think we should just do offense, personally.
I'm fine with that too. We want to.
Yeah, I thought about
gonna,
that for time
we're
constraints.
We're gonna pick DBs. Come on.
Let's just do. Yeah, we can just do offense.
All right, so we're gonna pick five offensive players.
Yes, we want. We want.
We'll move things along here.
Quarterback, three wide receivers, and a running back.
Correct.
Basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of those receivers can snap the ball.
So one of the receivers has to snap the ball.
Yes.
Welcome on in to the first ever Olympic flag football draft. Commissioner now turns it over to the Cullen Steele running master control over there with the first overall pick. You are on the clock, Cullen. Ooh, dramatic music in
the background. I know. Wow. We don't want anybody to be doing any tush pushing since there's not really going to be any tackling. So I'm going with Jaden Daniels with the first overall
QB
selection.
Going one.
All right. All right. That works for me because I'm going with my guy, Joe Burrow.
Wow, that's two QBs off the roster.
What do they have in common?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
Well, I'm going to take Joe Burrow's favorite target and former LSU Tiger, Justin Jefferson. Come on down to Steve's team. I cannot wait.
You think Justin Jefferson is Joe Burrow's favorite target?
In college.
You don't think Ja'Marr Chase
now
may or
is,
may
right,
not
yeah,
have been?
No,
Anyway, I don't need to fight this battle. People listening can fight this battle.
You're right. The Cincinnati Bengals, they have that connection going on, which you weren't. I'm back on the clock after taking Jefferson, and I'm going to go with running back here. So give me the Detroit Lions, Ja'Marr Gibbs. I'm gonna lock him up on my team.
Okay, so you took Justin Jefferson.
Minnesota. Right. I got to remember this, too, so I'm not taking players from the same
Jahmyr
squad.
Gibbs, so
yeah.
You took Gibbs. All right, you got him. All right, for me, I'm going to go with Joe Burrow's not favorite target, but it is Malik Nabers. We're going Malik.
Oh, we got some LSU connection, though, going on here.
We have some LSU connection going on. All right, Cullen?
Saints fans are going to hate me. Bijan Robinson.
Ooh. Okay.
You got to pick again, though.
I'm going to go, let's see. Do we have off the board receiver wise? We have what? We have Jefferson and Nabers so far?
Yes, correct, sir.
I'm going to take Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson from the New York Jets.
I need him to make an incredible catch. That's the only reason.
All right. My turn again. All right. I'm going to go Brian Thomas Jr.
There's a theme I'm sensing here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It hits close to home.
Wow, I'm surprised you did not take, in fact, Joe Burrow's favorite target, which I now shall grab.
I can't. There's like one rule.
What do you mean?
They're on the same team.
Oh, no, you can. Yeah, I was like, why can't
Jeez.
I? Dang. Well, I'm going to grab Ja'Marr Chase. So now I've got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Jahmyr Gibbs. I am back on the clock.
There's something you're missing, Steve.
I know. I need a quarterback here. But I am going to go with tight end.
Wow.
And I'm going to lock up big boy Brock Bowers coming to my squad.
Of course you are.
Good job. You got to pick again, though.
No, I did my double pick.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who did you pick before Brock Bowers?
That was Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
so Chase and Bowers off the board.
I'm running out of steam here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick Tyrann Mathieu to play both ways.
Okay.
Honey Badger don't care.
Why not?
Who's to say we have to pick receivers to play offense? Come on.
I mean, you could have a situation where Amon-Ra St. Brown, snapping the ball to Joe Burrow.
I don't want that. I want Tyrann Mathieu.
He wants an all LSU squad.
You figured that out all by yourself, huh?
I'm a genius.
All right, let's see. Wide receiver wise, I'm gonna keep it wide receivers. I'm not gonna go tight end or whatever the hell Jeff's doing. I'm leaning. Because I don't need a guy that's going to... I need it fast. I need speed. You know what I need? Puka Nacua.
Okay, that's a good pick.
He's not that fast.
Faster than me.
I'll give you that. So is that your whole thing?
No, I need one more pick
okay. To round out the...
And that would be my third wide receiver.
Our stellar Olympic draft here that's going so well.
Wide receiver, you know what? He's going to be snapping the ball. I need him to do, if there is blocking, a little bit of it. Give me George Kittle.
Big George Kittle, your tight end / center.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm kind of stuck here because I need a running back, but I've already used my Saints pick, and there's only one real running back. I don't want Josh Williams. So I'm going to the retirement home and grabbing myself some Lenny Fournette. he's got plenty of time to get in shape. So we're going Lenny for my final pick. And we got the all LSU squad going.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Now I got to pick a quarterback. I am kind of jealous, though. You picked Tyrann Mathieu. No one ended up taking Travis Hunter, who could play both ways.
I thought about it.
You did, huh?
I did think about it.
It's just he doesn't have the energy. He can't get it done.
All right, you got Jaden Daniels, Cullen, Jeff. You've got Joe Burrow. Well, give me Lamar Jackson. So if they do rush the passer, Lamar can take off and bolt on down the field. Come on down.
You got it.
Interesting. No one went Allen. No one went Hurts. No Mahomes.
I mean, to be fair, no one went with 28 of the quarterbacks in the NFL. So there's a lot of quarterbacks no one went with.
All right. So we're looking at the roster here. Jaden Daniels, Bijan Robinson, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, and George Kittle on Cullen's squad. Mm-hmm. Jeff / LSU took Joe Burrow, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, Tyrann Mathieu, and Leonard Fournette.
Offensive Tyrann Mathieu.
Offensive
Honey
Tyrann
Badger
Mathieu.
Tyrann Mathieu.
I went
Put
with
some respect on that name.
Justin Jefferson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Ja'Marr Chase, Brock Bowers, and Lamar Jackson.
You got it.
Now, I think we know who's getting the gold.
Me.
I don't know about that.
I vote for me, so I got 33% of the vote.
I think we'll put it out to our texters out there on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line when we read off our rosters there. Who do you think will be getting the gold medal out of our group, folks? 504-260-1870. Team Cullen, Team LSU / Jeff, or Team Geller?
If they don't vote for me, they're wrong. Just letting you know. You can be wrong. Your vote can be wrong.
We did not mix in the defensive players, though, but Jeff found a way to add a defensive guy to his roster.
Hey, I got plenty of LSU players to choose from on defense. The offense was the hard part because I could only pick because they don't have a running back.
Do you realize, though, with Leonard Fournette, he's not trucking anybody in flag football?
Yeah, but I'm still scared to get near that guy. There's no rules that says you can't run over a guy.
You go for the flag. That's the point.
Yeah, but you go for that flag at your own risk. If you go in there, if you stick your nose in there and Lenny runs you over, that's on you. You might get the flag, but you're going to pay for it.
What's funny is before going into the draft, you brought up a great point with the flag football. The game of flag football is much different than what you're seeing in the NFL land.
If you think NFL players are going to be playing flag football in the Olympics, go watch how a flag football. Like, if you've only watched flag football in the Pro Bowl, understand that that's not what a regular game of flag football looks like.
My big one, too, is I was surprised nobody took the speedster and Tyreek Hill. But if you look at it, the Olympics is 2028, and is he going to even be playing football then?
He might be playing flag football. I don't know. I think your career in the flag football field has a little bit longer then maybe they're going to take my head off over the middle game.
That was a rundown of our Olympic flag football rosters. Definitely something that we'll be keeping an eye on as we get closer to 2028. But were you surprised, guys, that the NFL actually is going to permit their players to take part in it? Because those injury concerns, I would think, are legit because we've seen plenty of those quote-unquote non-contact injuries happening to guys. You're shaking your head like, I'm not worried about it.
I mean, the NBA lets their players compete and exactly. They actually play the real game. So, no, I mean, they had to. They couldn't tell them no.
That's where I was going to go with it. And
it's also in the summer when there would be freedom to.
Yeah, right. You know, you're not going to interfere with anything with, you know, even organized team activities or training
camp.
It might
interfere with OTAs to some extent, but
gold medal can make up for that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to complain about it.
We're taking a break here on Sports Talk as we get ready for LSU baseball versus Texas A&M. Doing a real quick check on the first game going on at the SEC tournament currently. They are in the top of the seventh inning. Ole Miss leading Arkansas 5-2. Be right back with more Sports Talk. Stay tuned after this on WWL.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. As we went to break, finding out that weather is taking a toll on the SEC tournament in Hoover, but for tomorrow's action. So tomorrow's semifinal game between Vanderbilt and Tennessee, that's been moved up to 10 a.m. because of the threat of weather. So that means now if LSU does win this evening, they'll play 30 minutes after that first game at 10 a.m. So we're looking at about a 1:30, 2 o'clock first pitch for LSU if they end up winning today. So we'll have that for you on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Waiting for, though, first that game one for LSU, which is against Texas A&M, coming up after the Ole Miss-Arkansas match. And that is currently in the bottom of the seventh inning with Ole Miss on top of the Razorbacks 5-2. That's a scheduled pregame coverage for LSU at 6. First pitch at 6:30, and we seem to be on track right now, unless the Hogs bats start going up and end up tying things, forcing this thing to extras.
They're working on it. Got runners at second and third with one out. They're down 3 runs.
Oh, first and second, you said?
Second and third.
Yeah. Great.
One more than that.
Hopefully we don't jinx things here.
We will see. But yeah, that's, again, my least favorite thing about this time of year is you never know when the games are going to actually start. It's all a guess.
We're going to get into some of our sound bank with LSU head coach Jay Johnson as the Tigers were getting ready for Texas A&M. Coach Johnson previews not taking this SEC tournament too lightly.
I want to win this tournament because it's a competition. And on top of that, like, everything is training for something. And what a great opportunity to play 3 teams that are capable of winning the national championship. So I'd like to have our players have that experience and use it to be able to draw from for what's ahead.
Coach Johnson was asked how he's feeling about his squad after finishing up in the regular season, now heading to postseason play.
I think this team did a great job of being very consistent. I thought for 34 games, like, we probably did as good as we could and played as well as we could. And then this league is just this league. And the mental fatigue of it, the good players, the competition, you know, we wore some of that. And then have kind of come out the other side. And one theme that we've really talked about this year is improving as the season's going along and improving this time of year, because not everybody can improve this time of year. And I feel like we've done that. A few days off, I think has benefited this team. Like, when we've been fresh, we've played at our best. And so I'm hopeful for that.
Jay Johnson's squad's been in Hoover since Wednesday. The tournament started on Tuesday, though. So this Tiger team has had plenty of rest going into things. And, we kind of talked about it a little bit. There's not much at stake for the Tigers right now. They've pretty much got a top eight national seed locked up. They're going to be hosting, regional action. And what's there to really play for in this SEC tournament? But Coach Johnson talks about why winning the SEC tournament is so important to him.
It's just respect for our league and respect for the opponents in our league. If you can do that, then you're obviously capable of winning the tournament that matters the most, which is the NCAA tournament. But I think it's just I respect the tradition of LSU playing well here. We played well here last year. The year before, we were in a much different position, very similar to this one, where it was really about making sure everything was right. I just I'm a competitor. to all of your guys' surprise. This is good to be here and exciting to play in. And the event itself is first class all the way around.
Yeah, I found that funny. It's like, of course, I want to win the game. That's what we're here to do. You don't try going into things. Nah, we're going to, lay off the gas pedal, take it easy going into the SEC tournament.
Yeah, I think, it's
especially now single elimination.
I think there is some more nuance to that question, though, in the sense of, okay, yes, you want to win. Everyone wants to win. No one's going in there saying, let's lose. But how aggressively are you going to pursue that win? Are you going to leave Anthony Ianson in for 130 pitches?
Kate Anderson? Right. I don't think it'll be extended outings.
Right. So, how much are you going to tax your bullpen? That's the benefit of, okay, we don't have to play a game till Friday. Everyone's rested. You didn't even have a midweek game to worry about. So, yeah, I think, yes, you're going to – I don't think today is the question of how you're going to go at this. On Sunday, if you're playing your third game in 3 days and you have some pitchers who have gone – longer, like out of the bullpen, how active are you going to be bringing them back 2 days, 3 days? So I don't know.
Like, Sunday's the championship, though, so it's like, do you pull out all the stops for that?
Well, that's the question. How badly do you want this versus maximizing your chance to win in the big tournament? Now, they're going to have a regional at home. They're not going to have to worry about a ton.
And regional action will start in the NCAA 1 week from today.
Yes, but we all remember Stony Brook. Like, you don't want to go for the SEC tournament and put yourself in a bad position where someone comes into your house and upsets you, and like suddenly that's what we're talking about. It's, oh man, should you have,
Right, and then the questions will become out, you should have been saving guys in Hoover.
Everyone's got opinions. But that's the question. It's not, do you want to win? And he did a good job as a coach. You want to spin things in that way to make all the questions sound dumb. But the question is not, do you want to win the game? It's how badly do you want to win this game? And for a coach that's won a College World Series but has not won the SEC tournament, I believe that he wants to go out there and win it. I do believe that this means a little bit more to him than maybe if they had won if they had won it the last 2 years, we have bigger fish to fry. That's not probably going to be the case for him. So we'll see. Either way, yes, Jay Johnson wants to have an SEC tournament title.
The Tigers in the regular season were 42-13 overall, 19-11 in conference play. Had mentioned before, in all of the college baseball rankings, number one team in the nation. Jay Johnson was asked, how do you keep your team loose but ready for the postseason now?
Number one, the things that you needed to do to win a game in the regular season, they're actually the exact same things. So that's the first thing. And the game actually never changes, but the human beings that play it change. So it becomes really important to play in the right character of being relaxed, but being focused. There's a really good thing Derek Jeter had said recently in a speech he was giving out about, treating every game the same, being incredibly prepared. The only time he was ever nervous in his entire life on or off the field when he wasn't prepared. So be very serious about how you prepare, and then it allows you to play loose, relaxed, and focused when the competition starts.
LSU Tigers getting ready for that Texas A&M matchup. The first game going on in Hoover right now, still in the bottom of the seventh inning, 5-2 Ole Miss having that lead against Arkansas. So I could potentially see now, guys, I don't know if we're going to necessarily get to 6 o'clock pregame coverage on time.
That is a future problem that I do not have the answer to right now. Future Jeff is going to worry about that.
Looking at the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, sounding off about our flag football teams, it looks like Cullen's in the lead right now, guys. Everyone likes his roster. Not everyone, but the vote so far
are
in Cullen's favor.
Half of these texts are saying Jeff's team is the best.
I'm seeing Leonard Fournette is 300 pounds right now, Jeff.
He didn't say that was a bad thing. He's saying that it's like positive, man. He's got a lot of heft behind that.
It's going to be harder to reach the flag.
Exactly. Yeah, good luck finding the flag. No, I mean, I think my team is the best.
The Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. You can sound off about our flag football teams, LSU baseball game, or the Saints organized team activities. It's 504-260-1870. One thing we haven't talked about really much, guys, besides in the sports flash, NBA playoffs. It was a wild game one for the New York Knicks against the Indiana Pacers. I saw you, Jeff, retweeted that shot at the end of regulation, and it's like defied all physics. And when it hit the rim, bounces up in the air, it seemed to just hang up there forever before coming down and being a swish.
Yeah, the only thing that worked for the Knicks is that Tyrese Halliburton is like size 14 shoes instead of size 13 shoes.
Yeah, they win the game.
It would have hurt so much more if that was a game winner, and then the choke signal, you know, the Reggie Miller that he did to Reggie Miller. And the funny thing was Stan Van Gundy, which, you know, all-time great Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy, Pelicans legend Stan Van Gundy, was yelling. And I was like, he should just hand it to Karl Anthony Towns because he had 0.2 seconds left in overtime. And I was like, just hand it to him.
And then he did
just hand it to him. And I just have to know, it's like, he must have heard him yelling that. Because, like, they can hear the announcers. Like, that's the thing that's funny.
Right,
like,
at the scorer's table,
like,
there, right.
They're only, like, you know, they're like 50 feet away at maximum if they're on the opposite side of the court. Stan Van Gundy's yelling, hand him the ball! Like, Tyrese hears that, and I'm sure he did it because of that, which is actually very funny. But, yeah, Tyrese Halliburton has two massive threes at the end of games. One came off his own missed free throw that... You know, okay. In that whole possession, he completely messed it up and then just took a crazy step back and hit that shot. So, anyway, Tyrese is it's not even a good shot. He missed. That's the funny thing. It goes in, so it counts. But he missed. It was a bad shot.
You talk about Halliburton, but man, oh man, what about Neesmith? It was just en fuego.
That was crazy.
Everything he was putting up from three-point range
threes.
Was going in.
Six threes. No one's ever done that in the fourth quarter. No one's ever done that in the second half of a playoff game before. Hit six threes. Yeah, and it was like at a certain point, they were talking about this in the post game. It's like, guys, he's hit three in a row. Stop letting him shoot. Like, why are you not forcing the ball out of his hands? Like, he's on – like, if this was the NBA Jam, be like, he's on fire.
For sure.
Like, the ball has a magnet in it at this point. It's going in. Stop letting him shoot. Yeah, we're up 17. No, you're not. You're five. Anyway. But I just think that Halliburton shot is funny because if it doesn't go in, which it's 99,000 out of 1,000 times, it's not going in. It's a bad shot. They needed 2 points. He takes this crazy step back three. Like, it went in. So everyone's talking about how great Tyrese Halliburton is. He missed the shot. It was a bad shot. But it went in. So we don't talk about that.
And like you said, just on the line.
Even the Cavaliers game that he won with the three, it was like, yeah, you should have made that free throw. Like, clutch free throw, you missed. Now, we don't talk about that. We're going to talk about the shot. And again, that's all that matters. It's a make-or-miss league. He made it.
And in the end, the Pacers end up coming on top, stealing a game in Madison Square Garden. To see how New York shows up tonight.
All those celebrities all disappointed on the sideline. They were so excited. Poor Ben Stiller. Every time the Knicks lose, I'm like, man, next season of Severance is going to be terrible. Anyway,
well, he writes Severance.
He's the director. So
okay,
you don't know that.
No,
come on, man.
No,
I'm
way behind on that. I'll probably end up seeing Severance like 3 years
from
now.
Ben Stiller, director of Severance, very big Knicks fan. But what I appreciate about Ben Stiller is he's an actual Knicks fan. Like, there's a lot of guys who show up on the sideline. A lot of celebrities show up on the sideline these Knicks games. They couldn't even tell you half the players on the team. Like, Ben Stiller's there, like, he knows campaign. Like, they're friends.
You mean like Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner?
No, Tim Chalamet is actually a basketball fan. Okay. Like, I give him, like, he's a real one.
I'm sorry, I will not speak bad about Chalamet.
Yeah, don't mess with the Chal. But, you know, he spells his name weird, but he's a basketball fan through and through. But no, there's
would
a
fit in here. They would have
there's
spelling.
A good number of folks over there that are just like, do you even know what are you doing here? You can afford it. You're here. Okay, great.
And just real quick, Jeff, as we go to break, what are you thinking of this pace? The T-Wolves Thunder series, is Minnesota, you know, cooked, or do you think they can get back in this when they get back to their home court?
They'll win a game. They'll win one game.
So you think we'll go five in this?
Yeah, they're losing five. The OKC is just the best team in the NBA. It's not even close.
Offense and just the defense has been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the Timberwolves just don't have the firepower. No one has firepower. I mean, I think the Pacers might have a chance just because they can score fast. They can win a game in the 150s, and that's what they'll have to do. But Timberwolves can't score like that.
Taking a break on Sports Talk. Be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Back here on Sports Talk, getting into our triple option feature brought to you by Bet365. Guys, I'm going to be talking about LSU announcing a jersey retirement for one of their all-time great running backs. They produced some great one over the years, and one of them is getting their jersey finally retired by the school. Charles Alexander, who ranked near the top in just about every major rushing category in school history, he's going to be honored with a jersey retirement this coming season. Had first 4,000-yard rusher in the Southeastern Conference history and a 2-time Heisman Trophy finalist. Galveston, Texas native, totaled 4,035 yards from 1975 to 1978, ranking third in program history. His 1,686 yards in 1977, Tigers' highest single season until Jeff's draft pick, Leonard Fournette, recorded 1,953 in 2015. Alexander had also scored 40 touchdowns, tied for third most in school history, rushed for four touchdowns in a single game in 1977. That was a record for stood for a record for 20 years. That 1977 season saw him pick up an SEC Player of the Year honors, while he was a first-team All-SEC performer and consensus All-American pick 1977 and 1978. After his college career, Alexander, a first-round pick by the Cincinnati Bengals, spent eight seasons in the NFL, retiring in 1985. In 2012, he was inducted into the College Hall of Fame, also a member of the LSU Athletics Hall of Fame. So congratulations, Charles Alexander, his number four jersey, getting retired this season. Jeff, you are up next on the Triple Option.
My turn. Okay. So today was the final episode of Around the Horn, the program.
Cheers to Around the Horn.
It feels like I lost a childhood friend.
Yeah.
So this show debuted in 2002. It's been on for 23 years. It started with Max Kellerman. Then it went to Tony Reale. They scored the point, like the points and the gamification of it was really cool. Over 4,900 episodes. And, you know, it lost popularity recently. And a lot of people would say, it's the politics. It's whatever. I don't buy that. I think it outlived its usefulness in that what made Around the Horn great was the time it came out, it filled a need that existed of, all these kind of isolated columnists who have really good takes, you don't get access to them in 2002, 2005, yeah. 2007. Now that Twitter exists, I don't need Around the Horn to know what Mina Kimes is thinking or Tim Kalishaw or Bill Plaschke. In 2005, I did. I wasn't logging on to the LA Times. I was going to watch Around the Horn, and it had this really amazing moment. And like, Pardon the Interruption is similar. It came out around the same time, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, but it didn't have the gamification element, which as a 15-year-old watching sports news, that helped me kind of tune in and lock in on it. And that's what made it interesting. Now, everything's gamified. Everything is a contest. There's no such thing as, let's just talk about sports. It's all hot takes. It's all who won the argument, right? So Around the Horn is just one of 900 different things fighting for your attention. It has nothing special about it now other than the fact that it was first. And at a certain point, it just needed to end, and it ended. But like,
how
I
many
think
years you said?
23 years.
23 years.
It would have just like graduated college. It's the age. It's almost the same age as the Saints quarterbacks, right? So I don't know. Like, I think people forget how massive of a idea that was at that point. And that's why it has the cachet that it has. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's just outgrown its era, and it ended. And that's where we are.
And it started out with the host being Max Kellerman, right?
Yes, Max Kellerman. And they went to Tony Reale. And there were some great columnists on there that like I would have never encountered, right? Like Tim Kalishaw was in Dallas. Jay yeah. Mariotti was Chicago. Bill Plaschke. I don't even know what Woody Page did. Woody Page is like 90. He's still doing it, or he was still doing it.
Yeah.
And so it was a really cool thing that created an entire genre of sports media analysis. And because so much of it sprouted up, you kind of lost the original, which retired today.
Cullen, close out our Triple Option today, man.
I'm taking us back to the NBA, where our good buddy of the program, Will Guillory from The Athletic, tweeted last night. It wasn't like a absurd stat when I first read it, and then I slept on it and woke up, and I was like, the more I think about this, the more insane it gets. The Thunder, in the 95 games they have had this season, have had 60 double-digit wins. That is 63% of their games. Imagine you start the game, tip off, and there's a 63% chance that you not only win, you win by 10 plus.
Yeah, the Thunder have been just trouncing people.
But that's why it's a bad product. That's why the NBA is a bad product.
Because the Thunder are so dominant?
Because the games don't matter. Because
70% of the games aren't worth watching. Even the playoff games aren't worth watching. You had a game six, Boston versus the Knicks. All of this, the whole season came down to that. A 30-point win, not worth watching. You had a game seven, Nuggets Thunder. 30-point win, not worth watching. The NBA is a bad product because the games aren't competitive. The best teams cannot be competitive with the other best teams unless they hit 33s. It's a three-point shooting competition, and if both teams hit threes, it can be close. If both teams brick threes, it can be close. If one team hits threes and the other doesn't, it's a blowout, and that's what happens in the NBA. And that's where we are. No one plays defense in the regular season. You play defense in the playoffs. All these teams that shoot all these volume threes suddenly have to shoot against defenders, and they miss. And then it's just bad basketball. So the NBA just got to figure out how to create a product, because this product they have isn't good.
I think you're just bitter since Tatum went down.
Yeah, maybe.
That wraps up our triple option feature, folks. We'll be right back. Back here on Sports Talk, wrapping up this hour. The SEC tournament rolling on game one in the top of the ninth inning. Two away, Ole Miss up on Arkansas 5-2. But because that game's running a little bit long, our pregame coverage for LSU delayed. We're still waiting, kind of in wait and see mode to see what happens with this game to find out. But we're going to stick with you till we get ready for LSU pregame coverage here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Once again, Ole Miss has that 5-2 lead over the Razorbacks. Top of the ninth inning, two out. The Razorbacks will be coming up in the bottom half. We'll see if they can, you know, keep things alive, or the game ends up coming to an end, and then LSU Texas A&M will be coming on shortly after that. Either way, we're going to keep it locked right here on WWL for Sports Talk, bringing you the latest and greatest from Saints OTAs. We got some more sound to get to, but we're going to take a pause for our top of the hour news break, and we'll be back when we get some more information right after this, so stay tuned on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk as we get ready for LSU baseball taking on Texas A&M. Still waiting for the Arkansas-Ole Miss matchup to conclude. We've got two outs in the bottom of the ninth, Arkansas trailing 5-2 right now. We'll be bringing you LSU baseball shortly after that one concludes. Meanwhile, you stuck with me, Jeff, and Cullen for a little bit extra here heading into Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully, you are taking a road trip somewhere where the beach is nice and the drinks are nice and cool.
Me?
No, I'm saying to my listeners out there. Are you doing anything fun for Memorial Day weekend?
I am not.
I'm not either. I'm going to be in at the house watching LSU baseball.
I'm doing something fun.
What you doing, Cullen?
Yard work.
Oh, that's not fun.
I got excited.
Go get out of here. You get like a gnat back there bugging me with your weekend plans. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I love my wife and kiddo took like a day trip to the Mississippi beach today, and I was like, have fun. I'll be at work.
They didn't want you to come.
Exactly.
They wanted you to stay home. I'm going to the North Shore to get my dog acclimated to a friend's house where she's going to be staying for a week.
Right, your extended stay, your extended vacation.
We decided not to have the dogs because we have a pet sitter. We didn't feel like, over more than a week, the dog being at the house by itself just doesn't feel right. So we're going to bring her to a friend's house, but I want to take her. Because I just want to avoid a homeward bound situation, you know. Like I feel like if I bring her there and like she sees the house, then when I take her back in July, she'll be like, "Oh, okay, I've been here before," and it's not like, you know, I'm gonna find my way, because she's too smart for her own good. She's smart and stupid at the same time.
I'm gonna segue into that. Someone that's been getting acclimated to a new spot on the offensive line.
Beautiful.
Taliese Fuaga played left tackle last year, was moved back to right tackle as we, you know, saw the organized team activity, voluntary workouts on Thursday. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to stay there, but right now, Kelvin Banks Jr., the rookie, they're keeping him at his accustomed spot at left tackle, trying Trevor Penning out at that left guard position. Meanwhile, Tali Fuaga back at right tackle where he played in college, caught up with him at organized team activities. Here's a small clip of what he had to say after the OTA wrapped up.
Even though you played right tackle in college, I mean, going from left to right, the footwork, the hand placement, everything is a lot different at this level.
Yeah, it's a big difference, but at the same time, you know, I played 4 years at college, even though it's still a different level. it's just knocking some rust off and getting back to the basics with the right side.
How much is it just pretty much like riding a bike for you since you play that position?
Yeah, it's just really definitely like riding a bike, but at the same time still got to knock some rust off. And, you know, new technique comes into play when you get, a new O-line coach and a new kind of scheme. So. But I think it's pretty cool so far. So.
What do you think of this line's potential based on personnel-wise from what you've seen the last couple of days and what's returning? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it could be great. A lot of guys on this O-line has some good experience, and I think, Penny going to guard, I think it's pretty cool because really explosive dude if you guys really watch this game, and especially out of his three-point stance. I think he's a bully when it comes to that stuff, so I think we could really be a good O-line.
Playing left tackle as a rookie last year, what kind of pointers do you give to Kelvin?
Anything he's really asking, I'll give him like, any kind of tips there. But really right now, it's just little stuff in his pass, set, run game. Nothing crazy right now, just the basics, you know.
And having Eric back healthy, I mean, how big a piece is that just on the offensive line?
I told him, I need him out there because, he's a big piece of that O-line. And, he's really like almost like the heart and soul of that whole like O-line, especially that offense. So.
Brendan Nugent, new coach this year, how expectations look and maybe the philosophy a little different?
I love Nuge. I call him Nuge, not coach, because he wants it like that and all that. So he doesn't want to really be seen as a coach, but just another one of the guys, because, it's really us going out there. That's what he says. But, Nuge has been great. Everything he's doing out there, it's pretty cool, and it's helping me a lot. So
his philosophy changed much from last year?
I wouldn't say too much, but at the same time, the way he carries himself and the way he kind of teaches things, I like it.
Talase Fuaga speaking after the first week of organized team activities. New spot for him on the Saints O-line, but a familiar spot that he's been before. And like you said, Jeff, you're fully expecting him to stick in there as we go into the regular season.
Yeah, the way they're setting it up makes it pretty clear to me that the question is not going to be, who plays right tackle? Talase Fuaga is going to play right tackle. Kelvin Banks is going to play left tackle. The question is going to be, is Trevor Penning going to play left guard? Or is Dylan Radins going to play left guard?
Well, people may ask, who's Dylan Radins?
He's a backup, this veteran they signed this offseason. Because you wouldn't have done it this way if you were going to say, well, if it doesn't work out at left guard, we're going to move Trevor to right tackle. Because you don't want to keep switching Talase Fuaga's position. Give him a position, let him work at it. If Trevor can play left guard, fantastic. If he's the best left guard on the roster in week one, he'll play left guard. If he can't, then he's a backup, tackle, guard, whatever. But Fuaga's staying at right tackle. Banks is staying at left tackle. It's only Penning that we have to talk about.
I'm happy to hear that just because I feel like you have those big bookends now set for you at left and right tackle with two high draft picks for you.
Yeah, and Penning's in the final year of his deal. Either he figures out a way to contribute and you have a productive O-line, or you move on next year and you're looking for another left guard. But I would much rather be looking for a replacement at one position than trying to shuffle the deck constantly at both tackle spots. Like, let's find an alignment that works for these guys and go with that, build off that, and that's what they're doing.
We got a final in Hoover. Arkansas going down to Ole Miss. That game is a final. Now we know that the LSU-Texas A&M start time, first pitch, 6:45. So pregame coverage coming up 6:15, gentlemen. That's a really quick turnaround. So just in a little over a minute, we'll be going to the LSU Sports Radio Network for coverage of LSU baseball taking on Texas A&M. And the Tigers, looking to advance in their first game of this tourney. We'll see if that whole factor of rest versus rust comes into play today. And I haven't seen the lineup come out, so curious to see if, in fact, we're going to see their ace, Cade Anderson, on the mound in this matchup for the Bayou Bengals.
We'll have to see. I mean, I would expect so. I mean, I guess you could save him. I think you want to keep things stable. But that's one of those questions is how dedicated are you to winning this? Are you going to try to save him for Sunday? Are you going to try to save him in general? Like, if you lose today, then you don't have to pitch him at all.
But that messes up his usual
rotation.
Yeah, that messes
up his rhythm. Yeah. He's used to pitching on Fridays. If I'm going to pitch him, I want to throw him on Friday, right? Like, that's how I would look at it. We'll have to see. But if I'm Jay Johnson and I really want to win this, I want him on Sunday.
Want to thank folks for tuning in to our special edition this Memorial Day weekend as we get ready for LSU baseball against Texas A&M. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, Cullen Steele throwing things over to the LSU Sports Radio Network. Hoot at everyone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.